Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Secretary to Government of Nagaland, Shahnawaz C, says despite Nagaland's high-quality organic producers, technical gaps hindering supply outside of the state. NPCB Member Secretary Kehukato Chishi says waste management at home important contributor to clean air mission. Student body of Sanis Subdivision Woka calls for immediate intervention of district administration over absence of ADC in the area for past 3 months. And MHA to send 50 more companies of central forces to Manipur amid escalating violence. Now, the news in detail. Secretary to Government of Nagaland and State Project Director of Focus Nagaland, Shahnawaz C, has said that Nagaland have high quality of organic producers, but observed that there are technical gaps in packaging, marketing and certification that hinder marketing outside of the state. He was speaking at buyer-seller meet on developing business partnerships between input-output companies and farmer-producer organizations, FPOs, held today in Kohima. He highlighted that Focus Nagaland project has formed 16 FPOs with seed funding. Despite challenges such as delayed fund disbursement, he assured that an exit strategy is in place and data is being submitted for continued support.
This could be the beginning of something bigger. If you can actually, in the technical session, still follow up whether all of you will be speaking, if you can touch upon all those points and train our farmers as how to do, how to promote themselves, how to earn profit for themselves and how to produce more. And some of them were asking for organic certification. And many of our farmers, they don't know about organic certification. Of course, the government said we are also trying to help them, but they don't know about organic certification, how to move ahead. So you'll have to tell them, you have to teach them, you'll have to handhold them.
Mr. Shahnawaz encouraged farmers to take advantage of training and expand production to access larger markets. He also addressed logistical issues, announcing the procurement of refrigerated vehicles to support transportation during monsoons. Sunil Kumar, Managing Director of Synergy Technofin Private Limited, highlighted the importance of innovation while he stressed the need for certification, volume optimization, and better processing infrastructure. Nagaland Pollution Control Board Member Secretary Kehukato Chishi today highlighted that segregating and managing waste at home contributes towards clean air and environment. He was speaking during a workshop cum awareness program on compost food waste at home under National Clean Air Program organized by NPCB and Kohima Municipal Council in Kohima. Mr. Chishi said that as individuals, we need to take care of the waste we generate by ourselves and added that wet waste are easily biodegradable for use as natural fertilizer. He added that if waste are not segregated at home, it adds for challenges to waste managing authorities in the long run. Convener for Sanitation and Water Supply, KMC, Tenuso Sekose, said sustainable waste management, proper waste disposal and overall hygiene reflects the civil sense of our community. She said that composting at home is not only an environmental practice, but a return to the traditional values of living in harmony with nature. Hands-on training was imparted on composting unit, and during the awareness session, topics on ambient air quality, solid waste management and mission life were taken up. Lotha Middle Range Students Union, LMRSU, has appealed Woka Deputy Commissioner for immediate intervention in appointment of additional Deputy Commissioner, ADC, at Sanis Subdivision, which had been lying vacant for the past 3 months. The union said that the ADC was transferred on 16th August without a reliever, and this has caused immense hardship and inconvenience to the public in the range. It said that the absence of a crucial officer has also disrupted administrative functions and delayed developmental projects. The LMRSU asked for prompt appointment of ADC before 30th November and added that it will be compelled to initiate any form of legal resentment failing to fulfill the demand. Amid escalating violence in Manipur, Ministry of Home Affairs today decided to provide additional 50 companies of Central Armed Police Forces to the state government to deal with prevailing law and order situation. A top Manipur Home Department official said that 50 companies of the CAPF, around 5,000 personnel, will arrive in a day or two in the state and will be deployed in affected districts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Sunday reviewed the situation in violence-ridden state, held another important meeting today to study the situation and is likely to finalize some new strategy. Officials in Imphal, quoting the Delhi meeting decisions, said that the Home Minister Shah directed the senior security officials to take effective steps to prevent violence and maintain peace. Meanwhile, a protester was shot dead during a clash between security forces and a mob in Manipur's violence-hit Juribam district on Sunday night. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, Akashvani Kohima. Securities and Exchange Board of India conducted workshop on security and stocks market in Kohima today. Securities market trainer SEBI Chenio Lota asked investors needs to identify the goals, assets, liabilities and likely earning and expenses so as to know on how much investors can plan and invest. He added that stakeholders should plan for emergencies and asked to be aware of inflation effects. Mr. Lota highlighted the risk and reward matrix and spoke on other major benefit schemes. Kawoto Village under Zuniboto District was declared as tobacco-free village and five schools, Government Primary School Project West, Government Primary School Shotomi Village, Government Primary School Agunato, Government Primary School Kuwaboto and Sacred Heart School Zuniboto were declared as tobacco-free schools. They were awarded citation during district-level coordination meeting today under National Tobacco Control Program held today. Deputy Commissioner Zuniboto Rahul Banudas Mali expressed deep concern over excessive usage and easily availability of tobacco products in the district. He said that this results in dire consequences in the future, especially to younger generations. The DC further called concerned stakeholders to continue efforts in eliminating tobacco in other parts of the district. Assistant Registrar of Cooperative Societies, Mokok Chung, observed 71st All India Cooperative Week under the theme Role of Cooperatives in Building Viksit Bharat in Mokok Chung today. Deputy Commissioner of Mokok Chung, Tsuvishe Poji, urged beneficiaries to utilize digital tools, emphasize equal rights in cooperative registration, and lauded the growth of local cooperatives. He encouraged startups to begin small but aim for long-term success. Sub-Registrar of Cooperative Societies, Mokok Chung Bisarila L. Sangtam, highlighted that event fosters cooperative awareness and opportunities for economical, agricultural and financial empowerment. The National Youth Festival 2025 will be celebrated as Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue on 11th and 12th January of the next year. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, announced this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi today. During his address, Dr. Mandavia said this platform will provide an opportunity to the nation's Yuva Shakti to interact and present their vision before Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said that the objective of this dialogue is to identify talent among youth from across the country and nurture them, also to provide them an effective platform to share their vision for Viksit Bharat. Dr. Mandavia said this platform will connect the youth with top decision makers and eminent global and national personalities. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Secretary to Government of Nagaland, Shanawas C, says despite Nagaland's high-quality organic producers, technical gaps are hindering supply outside of the state. NPCB Member Secretary K. Hukato Chishi says waste management at home important contributor to clean air mission. Student body of Sanis Subdivision Woka calls for immediate intervention of district administration over absence of ADC in the area for the past 3 months. And MHA to send 50 more companies of Central Forces to Manipur amid escalating violence. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.